when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. Today is the first Saturday of June. It is June the 1st in the year of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, 2019. I hope you all are having a nice day today. We've had a pretty good show lined up for you tonight. Now I'm going to give you a little outline just a minute. But before we go to the outline and tell you what's going on, Lee Cochran is going to lead us in prayer, everybody. So if you will, bow your head. And Lee, go ahead. Take it away, fella.
Yes. Okay. Let's get some. Okay. Yeah. Everybody bow their heads. Dear Lord, please help us to expose secret combinations of evil. And please help us to expose Zionism, because we know sometimes evil hides behind good causes. And please help us with wisdom and discernment. And in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we pray. Amen.
Thank you so much, Lee. Well, y'all, I'm going to give you a quick outline, and then we're going to get rocking and rolling. Tonight, if you well know, Lee Cochran's in the studio with me tonight, and our other wonderful co-host, Matt Goodwin, is going to be with us tonight. He's going to be riding shotgun with us the whole 2 hours. We have a guest coming on, but he won't come on to the second segment of this first hour. His name is Jason Robb. Y'all are all too acquainted with Jason Robb. Anybody that's been around us very long knows Jason Robb. He's the son of the grandmaster of the Ku Klux Klan. Anybody that knows Pastor Robb will know Jason. He's their son. Anyway, so what we're going to do, we're just going to have kind of like a roundtable affair the first hour. The second hour, we're going to come on Jason, Jacob Tyler, our other co-host. He's going to come on the first segment of the second hour, and he's going to give us a report on the speech that his dad, Rick Tyler, gave at the University of Tennessee last week. And it didn't go too well, I hate to say. And after Jacob's gone, we're going to bring on Monica Schaefer. She's going to be on the rest of for the 45 minutes of the rest of that second hour. So, Matt, what's going on tonight, fella? Matt? You there, Matt? Well, I guess we lost Matt some kind of a way. But anyway, what we're going to talk about when Matt comes on. Matt, take off, fella. What you got for us?
Well, just tell you what. I got some articles here I want to talk real quick. Trump, as we know, there's been an issue going on with China and trade. Trump has been trying to start up a trade war, he says over and over. But earlier in the year, I want you to remember, he met with Kim Jong-un out of North Korea, and they were supposed to have good talks then, and it ended bad abruptly. So not only do we have a problem with North Korea and China, but then on the other day, let's see, we've got new trade wars that he's issuing. So we have a trade war on Silicon Valley, a trade war on India. This came out yesterday on India. Hello?
Oh, yes, we have some technical difficulties. Just go ahead and go on.
So, also, on April 9th,
okay,
Trump declares that the European Union has taken advantage of U.S. trade. This was on Washington Times. Okay. President Trump said Tuesday the European Union has taken advantage of U.S. trade and it will soon stop. So he declares a trade war on China, Europe, North Korea, India, and Mexico. And he did all this within a few months. Anyone that's been watching the stock market has seen these prices tank. In February, we had all-time highs on stocks, and it has dropped probably almost 50% or over 50% as of this month, the beginning of this month. So I'm going to ask you guys, what's going on with that?
Well, you know, we were talking about that earlier today, Matt, and you said you thought you had it pinned down. You said you thought that probably the globalists were behind him trying to drop the stock market. I really never know what I never know what they're doing. But any people, and just in case you wondered what was going on with the mic, I had to do a little bit of afro engineering on it. I had to get it straightened out a little bit. We have to do things like that on the fly here sometimes. So, you know, we're not clear channel, but we do pretty good for what we got. But anyway, we're back on trail here. You know, I really don't know what to think about that, Matt. It's now I would say this now. I will say this. I'm unlike a lot of other people. I do believe in tariffs. I believe in protecting our American worker. You know, I heard the news. People are just crying. They're always crying about the consumer. Anybody can be a consumer. You know, when they say consumer, I think about a hog pen with a trough full of hogs, and you go out there dumping corn and garbage to them. I mean, that's a consumer. I'm worried about the producer in this country. You know, and Matt was telling me a story. The last couple of days, he's been going through this hellhole up there in Chicago. He said this is bad or worse than Detroit. It's just miles and miles and miles of just rust belt, dilapidated buildings, people living in houses with no roof on the suckers, just nothing but studs and joists with no roof. And they're living there, man. And you know what? Chicago, if you know, one of my favorite poets wrote, Carl Sandburg. Might have been Jewish, but he was a good poet. You might not know that I know about poetry because I'm always going off on the dead poets. But Carl Sandburg was a good guy. He wrote a poem called Chicago, City of Big Shoulders, City of Workers, Meat Producers of the World, you know, grain elevators of the world. You know, Detroit was a diamond in the world of producing. We manufacture cars all over the world. Now the entire Detroit and Chicago are just like, they're just nothing but junkyard rust belts. And don't even talk about California. They're talking about how many tons of human feces they have to shovel up every day in South LA. How many hypodermic syringe needles they have to shovel up. So I think we should do whatever it takes to rebuild the infrastructure in this country, to rebuild our industrial base, because we once had the greatest middle class in the world. You tell me, the unions were the strongest in the 50s and 60s, tightest, best economy in the world, and you tell me if it's better now or worse than it was back in the 50s, 60s. So, and I'm going to throw a question to Matt as soon as we come back and leave.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way. But actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Do we reflect about our future and where we as a culture are moving? Do we keep our trust in our jobs, homes, money, life necessities, investments, stock markets? Do we believe that our 401ks or other retirements will always be there and that the current economic order will recover? Is the economy going to recover and life return to normal? It ain't gonna happen. By a friend of Medjugorje, whether you are poor, middle class, or rich, It Ain't Gonna Happen, a book of astounding revelations about the present economic order and where we are heading. It Ain't Gonna Happen by a friend of Medjugorje. To order, visit Medj.com, spelled M-E-J.com, or call Caritas in the U.S., 205-672-2000, 205-672-2000.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
Right back. If you heard me going on a little mild rant about the rust bucket in the United States of America, and we have a rust bucket here in Memphis, Tennessee, and I was saying, you know, people knock unions and things like that, and I can see both sides because it seems to always go too far to the right, too far to the left. But in the 50s and the 60s, the years when I came up in, my best friend, he's an MD, he's a millionaire, and he's you'd think he would be anti-union. His dad was a union worker at International Harvester. And I'm going to tell you what, I worked at International Harvester before yours truly got escorted out by the security out there. I was a bad boy one day. And so they told me to never come back again. But I was working in an iron foundry out there. And you get, let me tell you what it's like. You're getting overpaid. I had steel. I had liquid iron poured through my boots, poured through my pants. I've been burnt. I've been run over by a crane out there. It's the most dangerous thing you've ever seen. Worked in construction on union jobs. Just dangerous people getting killed and broke up all the time. Worked loading and unloading trucks. We got paid good money, but it was just like you were a high paid slave. And back in the 50s and 60s, where unions were strong and we had tariffs, you know, the country was humming along, man. We were exporters. We exported everything. And now we're just a bunch of, well, I'm going to stop right there. And I'm going to go to Matthew. I'm going to go to you, and then you throw it back to Lee.
First of all, this isn't about the American worker. These tariffs, there's an article out of Breitbart, for example, that's talking about this tariff, this trade war on Mexico that Donald Trump has unleashed. Donald Trump says it's about illegal immigration being remedied, but it's not about that. They're just throwing out any excuse to keep declaring trade war after trade war after trade war. They're wanting to tank the markets. Let me give you two reasons, possible reasons as to why they're wanting to tank the markets. As we all know, they've been stirring the pot of war, trying to get us in a major conflict with Iran. And what's the way? We don't have votes on going to war. They're not going to put it all to a referendum and have Americans vote, do you want to go to war with Iran? No, they're just going to upset the wealth class, the donor class, people, the oligarchs. They're going to upset them financially, put them into a financial hurt, and then they're going to say that war is going to get us out of it, and it's going to be an economically viable thing to go to war against Iran. And it's going to help us all out, our capitalism, our freedom, our republicanism. Here's another possibility. This is third year of Trump. and next year's big election time. Perhaps they're trying to tank the markets this year so that in the fourth year they can make the president shine and make a good economy, so to speak, by tanking them now. What do you think, Lee?
Well, I was just thinking that these cover stories, but that first one, cover story, they're going to make the oligarchs, want to have war in Iran, and that could be what it is. Everything, there's somebody, you got to dig down deep to see what's really going on. What do you think, Eddie?
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going back to what I was saying. Going back to what I was saying just a minute ago, I have no idea what I really. We can guess and guess what they're doing, but I think both of y'all are probably a little bit right. As we know, the international bankers are always going to be behind everything. But here's the way I look at it. I always look at it this way. We have now. I will have to agree with one thing on Trump. We have been operating on an uneven trading field for years and years and years. I mean, there's no way on earth an American worker can compete with these people in India and China. I mean, in China, and especially India, and I know Matt brought up India as that we're going to be declaring war on, so to speak. I mean, can you imagine living like these people in India, people in Panama, we just can't do that. We have to, and going back again to the consumer, I'm not so worried much about the consumer. I'm worried about the American working people, the people that actually make this country go, the mass of the world, the Eddies of the world. When I was working full speed, the Sams of the world, my dad, who was a construction worker, I see him come home, with glass in his body, cutting his legs, sunburnt. People, like I said, having cranes run over them, broken bodies in iron foundries. I say do what, if you got to run a tariff up to make it a equal playing field, I say go for it. And as far as war, it's just until we get away with it, until we can do away with that little sandbox over there, Israel, it's going to be like that. It's going to be war after war after war, wars and rumors of wars. Okay, back to you, Matt.
Well, you're absolutely right, But why would they stop at just trying to make us feel good in our news? I mean, they have reasons why they're doing all this. And as our good friend Rich says, if you follow the money trail, and once these people have identified what they're doing in the news, they've already done it months ago before they even put it out on the news. They're just making us feel good with a story. Like Trump saying he wants to keep illegal immigrants out of our country, so he's imposing a tariff war against Mexico. It has nothing to do about immigrants coming into our country. It has nothing to do with protecting the American citizen. They've already made their decision what they're doing. Why would he instigate a trade war with all these other countries if this is about Mexico and illegal immigrants? They've already planned this months ago.
I'd like to chip in, and Sam says something too. One of the biggest things we could ever do for this country and other people's countries, although I don't give a hoot in hell about other countries, we need, Sam's 100% right, we preach it on this show, we preach it on Liberty News, we need to get rid of the IRS, we need to go back to a constitution of honest money system. And, we need to make it where kids here in America can work, and our middle class and lower middle class can work and compete with this slave labor coming in. When you get this slave labor coming in from Mexico, Honduras, and God only knows where else, they put them on every kind of government subsidy there is. And I'm going to hold up right there, and Lee's wanting to chime in. Okay, look, I'm going to you, Lee.
Yeah, we got to audit the Fed. The Fed, Ron Paul got a good start, but nothing ever goes through with it. We got to push the ball over the field goal, over the goal line, and audit the Fed.
How many people, since I've been alive, how many people have even mentioned auditing the Fed? But you know what? I say auditing, nothing. It's we got to get rid of it. I mean, there's no way we can. They've caused, I'll tell you, give an idea of what have they created inflation. I didn't have much gold, but I sold some gold almost been about a year ago. And I sold that gold for over $1,200 an ounce. You know what it was when I was in grammar school? I'm 72 years old. When I was at A.B. Hill Elementary over in the hood, over in the slums of South Memphis, you could buy gold all day long for $35 an ounce. And listen, the gold wasn't worth less money then. It's not worth more money now. It's just that shows you how much they have debased our money system by pumping in all this endless supply of money.
endless supply of money. I might be going down a rabbit trail, but I'm
in. Let me chime in. The globalists, they've created the stock market, and that trumps the gold market. Folks, they have completely erased our personal individual economies with the globalist agenda of the stock market and all this fake money they're pumping in. And let me add something to what's happening that's possibly even worse. Okay, like I said, all they have to do is get the oligarchs upset the incomes of the rich people, and then the rich people will pull us all into war with whoever they want. Okay, but what's worse about the stock market is you have people like Jack Ma, Alibaba. It's a Chinese company owned by a Chinese man. All they do is tank his stock, and then he gets Americans in a war because he's mad. This is how this type of stuff happens. That's why the global markets hurt us worse than anything we've ever seen before.
Man, that is amazing, Matt. All this secret dealings, and they always try to trick us into war. That is just disgusting, and it's evil. You know, just like the Zionists got us into World War One, with them, saying they would get America in. In order to save Great Britain from making the peace with Germany. Go ahead.
People, something else we didn't mention, actually the bond market, they're really the bond market, the works, the stock market is much bigger. Listen, we're going to come back. We're going to bring guest Jason Robb on just a minute. We're going to bring him back on. He's going to be on for the second half of the first hour. Be right back, folks.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Virginia Beach continues to mourn the day after 12 people were killed in a mass shooting inside their municipal building. Virginia Beach City Manager Dave Hansen says the shooter was a current city employee.
He was still employed. He had a security pass, like all employees had, and he was authorized to enter the building.
Cassidy Howard was the shooter's neighbor, and she tells WAVY.
I'm petrified because I live right under him, so that could have been easily me or my girlfriend or my roommate, and he seemed like a nice guy. He introduced himself when we first moved in. That's just crazy.
The gunman, identified as Dwayne Craddock, a longtime public utilities employee, he was killed in a shootout with police. 11 of those he shot were also city employees. 3 other victims were listed in critical condition and 1 in fair. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
A migrant surge on the southern border has overwhelmed detention facilities. USA's Winnie King has the story.
Acting Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, Kevin McAleenan, testified to a House committee last week. Our immigration system is full, and we are well beyond our capacity. In March and April, more than 200,000 migrants crossed the southern border illegally, many turning themselves in as asylum seekers. Because the Immigration and Customs Enforcement lacks detention space, the Border Patrol has begun direct releases of large numbers of families into border communities.
Massachusetts has legalized recreational marijuana. It can be sold at more than a dozen stores, but it has to be used discreetly and privately. That could change. The state's looking at possible cannabis cafes where social consumption of marijuana could be allowed. Heavy rains causing more problems in Arkansas. Officials knocking on doors in a North Little Rock, Arkansas neighborhood, telling residents they should probably leave for higher ground due to the threat of flooding from the Arkansas River. This is USA Radio News.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Well, people, we're right back, and we're going to bring in our wonderful guest, Jason Robb. I tell you what, I've known Jason a very short time, but I can honestly tell you I've never been impressed more by a young man as I have Jason Robb. You've talked about a rock-solid Christian. His whole family, they're just incredible. In fact, I would like to do at least a whole show sometime on the history of his dad, Pastor Thomas Robb. You're talking about a tough, tough pit bull, lion-hearted dude. His dad, matter of fact, they sent me, that made me cry. They sent me, Jason sent me volume one and volume two of a pictorial history of his dad and his, I guess, over 50 years of activism. And you talk about, like I say, a lion-hearted, I mean, we'll have to do a show on that sometime. And that's going to, I'm going to use that as a springboard to go in our next topic that me and Matt talked about and Lee's talked about. Cowards in our society. We, you know what? We can sit here and talk all day about we need to get rid of the Fed. We need tariffs. We don't need tariffs. We need unions. We don't need unions. But I'm gonna tell you what, people. Now I may be wrong, but this is exactly the way I feel. I'm gonna go to Jason as soon as we get back, and then Matt and Lee. But I think the men, if you, and I use that term trepidly. The men here in the United States of America have become just worthless. I mean, we're just totally worthless. We're like cattle. You know, like my dad used to talk about, the cattle, you could feed them, the hogs, you feed them, and they would eat what they want to eat, and they would tromp on the rest of it and defecate in it. Our people are like that. You know what? If we had men in this country, we wouldn't have to worry about the southern border being out of control. We wouldn't have to worry about abortion. We wouldn't have to worry about our cities decaying. We wouldn't have to worry about the criminals running free. We wouldn't have to worry about white people being exterminated, being unable to produce and have kids. We wouldn't be facing with 29 states in the United States with the death rate of white people greater than the birth rate, on and on and on. And Lee has something to say, but first we got to go to Jacob. We got to go to Jason right quick. Like, Jason, how are you doing tonight, fella? I'm sorry I brought you on a little bit late. It was my fault totally.
Oh, that's okay.
What's up?
I've enjoyed listening to everyone talking, and I'm glad to be on the show here. And I agree with you as far as the men. I think it goes back to the fact that we are needing to restore this love for our race and love our God. I think if our people out there in the United States and Europe, once they start learning to love their people again, then all these problems that we have out there, from immigration to countries trying to get into wars, to abortion, sodomy, all of these issues come from the fact that we don't love our people anymore. And we just see what's happening as a result of that.
What comes first, Jason, loving our people or loving God? I mean, I'm not a minister. I know your dad is. Is it inseparable?
I think it is inseparable. You can't separate the two. I mean, you know, when we read in Matthew, where God talks about the two greatest commandments is to love your God and to love your neighbor. And we understand in the Bible is loving your neighbor means loving your people, your racial kindred. And so you can't separate those two. And so when you love your God and you hate your people, you're not loving God. You have to love God, and you also have to love your people. And once we learn to do that, learn love our God and love our Christian, obviously our Christian religion, but love our people, our racial stock, our heritage and culture. Once we love those two, then so many of these issues will naturally be resolved.
God, that is so true. I'm going to make a quick comment, then we're going to go to Lee, because Lee's been hanging on, gnashing at the teeth, and we'll go to Matt. But listen, you are also true. Yeah, that's also true. Our people nowadays are scared to death. You know what? I honestly believe they'd rather be shot than to be called a racist, or if someone tells them they love their own people more than they do blacks, it's pitiful. I'm going to give you a short story to illustrate that. We had a guy by the name of Paul Babu. He was a sheriff in Southern Arizona. He's supposed to come on our show some years back. I'm sure Sam remembers it. And he was set to come on. We'd interviewed him several times off the air, and we were big buddies. But then when John McCain found out that this big famous sheriff was going to be on our show, He's scared to death. He's going to be called a racist. The guy had a $1 million contract on his head from that drug gang, the Mandela drug gang down there in Mexico. He wasn't worried about that. He didn't have bodyguards. But my God, when somebody said he was calling him a racist, he folded like a wet rag. And what do you say about that, Lee? You had something to say.
Well, I'm just saying that General Patton had a quote. I'm going to find it. But it says that moral courage is what the world needs, and it is what is sadly lacking in all men. That's why we need moral courage more than physical courage, especially in politics and social work. You know, all these strong football players physically, but moral courage is what's lacking.
You know, I'm going to make one more comment, then we'll go back to Matt. And Matt knows what I'm talking about. In about a month, me and Matt are going up there with our other brothers. We're going to Montgomery Bell. We're going back there for 2 or 3 days. And God knows I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be so nice and so pleasant. And Jackson's going to be there too. But you know what, yeah, people? I'm looking. That's going to be like a vacation to me. But we have to do what I love about Pastor Rob. He's had barbecues, and he's got his little place. He's got a place up in Arkansas for a hideout. But this man has done what I've been advocating, what we've been advocating on in Blood River. We have to get out. We have to take it to the streets. We have to take it to the colleges, the universities, the churches. We can't sit behind these whole high wall compounds. That's great. God knows I'm really thankful and blessed to be able to go up there in fellowship. But we can't stay in high wall compounds and give these long-winded intellectual, some of them pseudo-intellectual speeches, and I've called the dead poets, but God knows I love my Carl Sandburg. But we can't realize that. We can't think that's going to be the solution. We've got to get rid of, we got to shame the cowards in our rank. Jacob Tyler would say, we have to shame the devil. What do you think about that, Matt?
When I look around America, I think about one thing. There's a passage in one of the Old Testament prophets. God tells them to go tell the people of Israel or Judah, I can't remember which one, but he tells them, even your strong people are going to be in tow. That basically your strong people are going to be dragged around by their necks. Okay, and that's what I look around. When I see America, I see a lot of my friends who I consider a strong men. We're all being dragged around by the society. And the answer here, it's like in Jeremiah. God tells Jeremiah to go speak to the people there and of Israel. And he says, and I will declare my judgments against them for all their evil and forsaking me. They have made offerings to other gods, worshiped the works of their own hands. But you dress yourself for your work. Arise and say to them everything that I command you. Do not be dismayed by them, lest I dismayed you before them. And I behold, I make you this day a fortified city and iron pillar. So God says he's going to lift up this man, his servant. That's what we need. We need our men to stand up and realize we're on the side of God. Unfortunately, I look at stories like this Bradley Manning, this freak who is mentally deranged about what his gender is, and unfortunately he's done more for our people than so many people who call themselves Christians. You know what? He stood up. Unfortunately, this mental guy who considers himself a woman has done more for our people than a lot of our own people in our own ranks. Yes, we need to purge these people out who give lip service and say they're Christians, but they're not willing to stand up for what they believe.
Well, I'm going to tell you a man who has stood up and done it both ways. He's gone out there. He could be a poet. He's a poet in a way. He's a minister. And that's Pastor Rob. That's Pastor Tom Rob. That's Jason's dad. Jason, if you would, tell us a little bit about what your dad went through in Chicago. You know, we talk about Charlottesville, and we were there, and God knows I'm proud of that. Tell us give us a brief explanation of what your dad went through in Chicago and how old you were at the time.
Well, yeah, I mean, and what a lot of people don't understand is, of course, my dad, Pastor Rob, you know, him and my mom have been involved in this cause for over 53 years. They met at the Soldiers of the Cross Bible Training Institute in Colorado. It was an anti-communist training school, so that's where they met, and that's where their life started, really, within this movement, and that's why they've been involved in this cause for so long. But as far as Chicago, that's just one of several big instances that happened in, I believe it's 87. There was literally hundreds, and I think close to a couple thousand of your non-white, Antifa, communists, whatever you want to call them, they're Marxists. And they were there who attacked the white Christians that were there holding a rally. My dad was there, several other people, probably good 40, 50 Klansmen and other white patriotic organizations were there representing people there. But they were attacking Lafayette Park. They held a rally there. There was a lot of support in Chicago from white citizens there. They saw the whites being attacked by the immigration that was coming to Chicago. So often we see what's happening now in the southern borders, but in your northern states, your major cities, you have white people there that were being run out of their own neighborhoods by blacks and Mexicans and everything.
Well, Jason, I don't know if you can hear the music or not, but the music is coming up. We've got to take a quick break, and we'll go right back to you when we come back. And after you get through, we'll go to Matt.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody ever having a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
Blood River Radio is the only news media in the United States whose sole purpose of being is to fight against the ever-rising tide of global white genocide, both soft and hard genocide, whether it is in the form of ethnic cleansing via the current massive invasion of non-white, non-Christian hordes that are overwhelming the once all-white nations of Western Europe, the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States, or via the hard genocide in South Africa, where the rape, murder, and torture of whites is an ongoing daily occurrence. Though we are a Christian brotherhood, we will cooperate with other groups in our operations if it will shorten our people's casualty list. We further pledge to you to leave the radio studio at every opportunity and take it to our churches, to our universities, and most importantly, we promise to occupy the streets. However, none of our mission can succeed without funding. Please help us all that you can and donate to our cause by going to www.bloodriverradio.com.
Hey, listen up. This is a deep state alert. Former Texas Congressman Steve Stockman, who moved to arrest Lois Lerner for contempt of Congress, has been imprisoned by the very office that Lerner led. You heard right. Stockman hit the Obama administration hard, and they hit back with the full force of the federal government. The guy who said he wanted Mark Levin as Speaker of the House was the first to threaten Obama's impeachment, exposed Hillary selling steel to the Iranians, and blocked both Obama's immigration and gun bills from even reaching the House. But Obama holdovers came after him in federal court with trumped-up charges and have locked our guy up. Like many others, he was on Obama's hit list. Steve fought for us in Congress. Now we need to fight for him. Don't abandon this wounded hero on the battlefield. Let's help cover his massive legal costs. To chip in $5 or more, text the word FIGHT to 444-999. That's FIGHT, F-I-G-H-T, to 444-999, or go to defendapatriot.com. That's defendapatriot.com.
Alrighty, people, we're right back, and this is the last segment of our first hour, but I'd like to tell you people something. We have a, hopefully, Monday or Tuesday, we should have our Donate Now button up on our website, and you people will be able to go to our website, and you'll be able to donate with a credit card. We have three different credit cards there. Hopefully, God, it will be up by next Saturday. We've been working on this thing for a month. I mean, a month. I mean, it's just like reinventing the wheel. But before I go any further, I'd like to let Jason know something, and Lee, and Sam probably doesn't even know this. I don't know. But Matt, tell the audience where you're going to be going at the end of the middle of September, I believe it is, end of September.
Yeah, so I've got plans to head on over to South Africa and see firsthand the stories that we've been hearing, the stories of horror. We're going to have to meet some people and find out what exactly is going on over there just with our own two eyes and ears. So it'll be good to be over there and representing Blood River and seeing all that.
Man, I can't wait. I would give
over there. Yeah, I know. We've got some good friends over there that I just can't wait to see. I hadn't seen our beloved brother Simon. I hadn't seen him in probably, 2 years, I'd say. So, my goodness, I can't wait to see him and see him on his own turf this time, not him coming over here, but us going there. So it'll be exciting to see that. And I'll have to report back if you'll have me on.
You better do it. It'd be every Saturday. You'll be reporting live, just like our Rich did the last time when he went back over there. Incidentally, Matt's going to be going with another brother. Going to be going with Rich and his wife, Janice. Personally, I have some trepidation about taking my wife over there. If I could come up with the money, I'd go. But I don't know. I guess I need. I'd sure love to go. I really would. We'll see. It's going to be a long shot with them in the way. But what do you think about that, Jason? What do you think about we'll have our own representative from Blood River going to be going over to the Orange River in South Africa. He's going to be reporting live over there every Saturday. What do you think about that, Jason?
I think it's exciting just because of the fact, I mean, it shows the great influence that Blood River Radio is having and having a representative over there and looking and reporting firsthand of the – really what the genocide is happening over there with our white brothers and sisters over there in South Africa, and be able to firsthand to report on that. And so often the media is shutting any type of reporting on the white genocide in South Africa. So it's really exciting that you have representatives with Blood River Radio over there reporting that. That is so needed to shed a light on that issue worldwide.
Well, you know, I'm not liking myself to Moses, but South Africa, I guess if it was the promised land, you know, Moses never got to go in the promised land, but Jacob and his warriors did. In this case, Matt's going to be my warrior. Maybe I'm going to have to go die on some hill somewhere without being able to go to the promised land. But I you're so right. I tell you what, I've got chills in my spine. Just think this radio show was started because of the Voortrekkers, the Afrikaners, people like Simon Roach, his ancestor who fought that battle over there in the banks of the Blood River in 1838 around Christmas time. Matthew Goodwin himself, he's going to be over there, the young Matthew. And, you know, Matthew told me that I might be too long and the tooth might be too old, but I ain't much older than Rich going over there. But anyway, we're really looking forward to that. We certainly are. I'm telling you the truth. Another thing we're going to be doing, I don't know if Jason, I think I told Jason this, and Jason's welcome to go, but he probably couldn't get away. But me and Matt, God willing, we're going to be going to Charlottesville. We're going to be there August the 12th, the second anniversary of Charlottesville, man. I'll tell you what, we're going up there. I'll probably be making this announcement, me or Matt, a couple more times before we go. Because I'm so excited about it. Rick Tyler, he's the dad of our co-host, Jacob Tyler. He's running, Rick is running for the President of the United States on the American Freedom Party. Now, he's going to go up there, hopefully, Lord, at the University of Virginia. He's trying to get a permit, and he's going to give his opening speech. He's going to fire his opening shot across the bow of the establishment. Running for the presidency up there. He's also going to debunk the mainstream story on what really happened in Charlottesville, on the second anniversary. He's going to tell the whole thing. But some people say don't go, we'll get ambushed, etc. But you know what? If we're journalists, we're news people, we can't stay, we can't stay hidden in our high wall towers like we talked about. So me and Matt are going to go up there. We're supposed to meet Jacob and his dad, we're all going to be up there. There'll be four of us up there. I'm trying to squeeze get old Lee to come up there with us too, because, I think I could outrun Lee, and I'm going to show up in a minute. But, you don't have to outrun the Antifa, all you got to do is be able to outrun Lee. And I think I can because he got I got one bad knee. He got. What do you think about that, Lee?
Well, you could probably do that fairly easily, even though I have lost about 40 pounds.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, we're really looking forward to that. Well, Jason, back to you since you're the guest. What have you got planned up? I know y'all have. I think over Labor Day weekend, and I want to announce this a couple more times because you know people like me that have short memories. Y'all have a nights conference. Let me see if I got it here. Go ahead.
It's called the Knights Party National Congress. We have that every year on Labor Day weekend. This year it's August 30th, 31st, and September 1st. Labor Day weekend usually starts Friday evening. It's all day Saturday and all day Sunday. And then we have our traditional cross lighting Sunday evening. And it's, again, it's mainly for Knights members, but we always allow people that are not members to come as guests. And so anyone that's a white patriot is more than welcome to come. Bring your families. It's a family environment. So we have always a lot of families here and children. And so it's a good time to come here and just rekindle a spirit of activity and renew the spirit of loving your people and loving your God. And that's the whole main design of our Congress, is to make sure people can come here, go back to their communities and be an activist in their local communities and help continue this message. And our guest speaker this year is going to be William Johnson. He's going to be speaking here this year. And so we're really excited. We always have other members from other states come here, and they talk about their what's going on in their local communities and everything else. And like I said, then we have our traditional cross lighting on Sunday evening. But it's a great time. It's in the Ozarks, and so we really enjoy that. And I want to say one thing. You know, we were talking about the Congress, but you had mentioned about what you guys are doing and the journalism with Blood River Radio. I think it's really important that people get behind this project, Blood River Radio, and all the things that you guys are doing, because it is expensive to run this radio program. It's expensive to go to these different states and meetings and broadcasts, and it costs money. You know, you're not funded by multimillionaires. You're funded by people that love our God and love our race and love what you guys are doing. And it's so important that people forget that, you know, it does cost money. And so people really need, the listeners out there really need to be out there donating to this radio program. It's so vitally needed.
Thank you so much, Jason. You know what? I'm older. I'm only 1 year younger than your dad. So when I'm gone, you know, my young co-host will still be around speaking. And you're so right. It is so expensive. We're trying to carry on the footsteps that your dad that he plays. He plays a trail for people like us. I've been active, but not as long as your dad. I was on the mean streets of South Memphis. But people like, you know, Matt will be alive when I'm gone. So will Jacob. And you know what? Speaking of expense, Matt's plane ticket alone cost $1,700 to go to South Africa. He's paying that out of his own pocket, you know, because Lord knows we don't have enough expense. But it's going to cost us a pretty penny to go to Charlottesville. We got some other things planned too, and also we would love, Lord knows, I want to come up there. I'd like to broadcast. August the 30th will be. Let's see, I was looking at my calendar. I think the 31st of August is going to be the Saturday. Yeah, the 31st. I would love to broadcast. I'm going to tell you something. I've only been to one cross lighting in my life, and that was not official, and it got me in some trouble years ago. But I'll tell you what, I'm almost urinating my pants just with excitement. I would love to do that. I'd love to go if we could get some videotape, and I want Matt to be there, and if all possible, Jacob to be there. Well, I want the entire Blood River radio crew to be there and set up, and maybe we could even broadcast them. We might even be able to talk Sam into letting us broadcast over the Liberty Roundtable on a Friday, because I think it starts Friday up there.
Friday evening. It's called a meet and greet, and people from other states are coming here, and we always provide them, you know, with the dessert and stuff like that, giving them a warm welcome. But, yeah, we'd be very honored and blessed for you guys being up here and reporting and I think you will really enjoy it. Like I said, it's a family environment, and so often the media portrays white nationalist events as just people that.
Well, Jason, I guess that's about it tonight. I'll be contacting you real soon in the next day or two, and we'll do some more planning together. And people will get ready. We're going to transition to the second hour. We're going to pick up Jacob. He's going to be on one segment, and then we'll get Monica Schaefer for the rest of that hour. We'll be right back. Hang on to your hat. Thank you so much for being on, Jason.
No problem.